This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. We're just trying to get through this holiday seasonal mess. And so who has time to look at the internet and just scroll? We'll scroll through it for you. I'll read a headline. And Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. New list has come out because a lot of lists of 2025. Mm-hmm. This is the most downloaded apps of 2025.
Ooh, okay. What are they?
Any guesses? Like, what do you think was most downloaded?
DoorDash?
No, it is all AI. Oh, ChatGPT really? Is number one. Yeah. Threads, then Google. TikTok was four, and then WhatsApp, like for Messenger and
is
stuff.
Is Threads AI?
No, that's like social media.
Oh, that's like Twitter, basically.
Okay. Yeah, it's like Instagram's version of Twitter.
I love Threads.
You like Threads more than X?
I'm on Threads every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I haven't switched over to Threads. I always like, but I get like a link on Threads. I'm like,
it's so catered to me.
Really?
It's awesome.
I don't even have an account.
It's supposed to be less drama. That's what they claim.
Yeah. And there's no spoilers because you blur it out.
Oh, you can blur it out on Threads?
Yep.
Yeah. They created it to like attack Elon, like want to create up like their own version because Elon owns X. The most downloaded free games of the year. Fortnite, Roblox were 2 and 3, but I never heard of this one. Maybe AB has because she plays all these like little phone games. Block Blast.
I haven't heard of that one.
No. Number one.
I feel like that's been a game forever. That's like I should probably download it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Block Blast was the most downloaded game. The chances of a white Christmas are dramatically changing.
What are they?
It's supposed to be warming up. They say like almost across the country. The only place that has a chance at a white Christmas is Alaska, they're saying.
No way.
Yeah, I guess it's supposed early to be. Snow?
Yeah.
Nuts.
I know, right? What men really want.
Nah, keep it moving.
Okay. A lawyer is suing the IRS.
I'm sure they do all the time. Keep it moving.
Because pets should count as legal dependents.
Keep it moving. Oh my gosh.
Still keep it moving? Okay. They said, hey, look, we consider them family, and now we want to claim them as a dependent.
No.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It is the Brett Maga Show. Hannah had a awkward... real awkward moment with one of the big wigs here that works for our company. This is one of those guys, real important corner mm-hmm. office guy, wears a suit to work, all dressed. He actually doesn't just wear a suit. Like this dude like wears like
full get up.
Full on fancy suit, nice shoes. He's like the man around here. And Hannah had a terribly awkward moment with him.
Yeah, so I was walking out of work the other day and Suit was walking out too.
Suit!
And it was really cold outside. And he's like, hey, can you run me across the street really quick to pick up a gift card? And it literally was across the street from our building. And I'm like, yeah. So he's walking my car. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to panic because I realized I had stayed at boyfriend Julian's house the night before. And so I had like bags and shoes and everything all over my front seat. And I was so embarrassed when manager Suit got into my car because it was a disaster. I had stuff laying all over the place. Like, I almost regretted saying yes. And you guys know, I pride myself on having a clean car. And so, of course, the one time someone gets in there, it was a mess. And I was so embarrassed.
Do you feel like he noticed, though?
Yes. Because he had to wait for me to put all the stuff in the back.
Was he awkward about it?
No, he was like, are you sure I can just walk? I'm like, it's snowing.
I have something to tell you. Manager suit is on hold.
What?
We have his version of the story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
See just how awkward it was. Because I don't believe you that he was just like, it was like, whatever. He like, kind of noticed. I have manager suit on the phone.
Stop!
And we're going to get his version of the story if he really wanted to ride and just how messy your car was. Manager Suit will join us in 3 minutes.
Great.
We're about to make Hannah's awkward situation with one of the bigwigs here at the radio station even more awkward. You're
perfect.
Welcome, Hannah, because we love you. It is the Brett Maga Show. So Hannah said that, hey, I had this awkward run-in with one of the bigwigs, corner office. Guy is dressed up in a suit, nice suit, like Versace or something. I don't know. This guy is fancy. Big wig. And he's running across the street and has to jump in Hannah's car. Hannah's car is messy. Awkward moment. But Hannah tells us, and this is something Hannah preaches, her cars are everything. I love my car. I go to the car wash 5 days a week out of 7. I'm constantly scrubbing and vacuuming this thing. And then now it's messy. So we have Suit Charles on the air with us. Charles, thank you for joining the show to give us some more clarity about Hannah over here.
Good morning, guys. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
How could you even invite me in that thing?
Oh, stop.
Listen, 5 pairs of running shoes, supplement superstore wrappers, 10 blankets, including the one she was wearing while driving, AB's toothbrush.
Shut up.
Julian in the back seat taking a nap because he's apart from him.
So there was just stuff. As soon as you open up the door, stuff just pouring out and
okay,
you had to get
stop,
in.
Stop, because those are all valid.
Out. She's like, oh my God, let me grab these 5 shoes in the front seat. It's like, why do you have so many shoes?
Where are you going? So when you got in,
had all those items for real.
Was there area for you to sit when you got in your nice fancy suit?
No, I kind of had to put my feet over to like crushing, like they were kind of like between the door and me falling out of the door. So I made it work. She was doing me a favor though, right?
It worked. He's probably like, I wish I would have just walked through the cold. Anything would have been better than there's probably rats running around underneath
Stop
there.
Stop it!
Old food. Oh my.
Listen, I woke up this morning with a bit of a sinus infection. I think that thing was in the back. No, I get in the car and I'm like, because she was, you know, it was all kind of crazy and she was, you know, a little embarrassed. So I tried to play it down, like, oh my God, I love your car. Don't even worry about it. I've got two kids. There's Cheerios everywhere. Just like soft and smooth.
Hannah, you're like a child yourself. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Charles, did you ever think, though, you know, maybe you should have walked?
Oh, I did. And the only thing that kept me from walking, because I was like, are you serious? Are you sure you're okay taking me? And she's like, no, get in. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll get in.
And I'm like,
Oh, my gosh.
And the funniest part about it is that she was gracious enough to wait for me while I had to, I ran in to just grab something, right? So she waited, and I'm like, make sure you lock your doors, right? Well, I come back, and it was like the stuff compiled 10 times over. There were more shoes.
She got more stuff.
More blankets in the back.
You're an embarrassment of the show, Hannah.
Yeah, just trash can vibes.
Trash. Never again can Hannah say, my car is like my baby. Never again can you say you take care of this car.
Oh, I'm going nuts at the car wash today.
I have to imagine now she will, knowing that maybe I'll be asking for another ride.
Yeah.
Right.
This has taught me a lesson. Don't leave blankets and whatever else in your car, because you never know who will get in it.
Charles said the same thing. Whatever else. Yeah. With underneath all of that garbage. Yeah. Is garbage poured up. Charles, thank you so much for coming on and giving clarity of just how messy Hannah keeps her beautiful, beautiful car.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Probably ruined that fancy suit of his, man. Happy Monday. It is the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Taylor Swift spent weeks working on a project for all the workers on the Eras Tour. I'll tell you what that was next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
This past weekend, Taylor Swift had her little birthday, and also she released the Disney documentary called The End of an Era that looked back on little behind the scenes of the forever iconic Eras Tour. And one of my favorite parts of the entire thing was when Taylor shared that she has given out over $197 million in bonuses for the entire crew who helped the Eras Tour come to life.
So every single person on the crew, I've handwritten them a note. It took me a couple weeks, but it's fun to write the notes. It's like fun to think about everybody's lives that they're going to go back to and the time off they're going to have and the, you know, the kids they haven't seen because they've been away from months and making that worthwhile for them.
There's like a part where she like beeps out like exactly what they get. Mm-hmm. But like the rumor has it like she gave $100,000 bonus to like the truck drivers. Like $100,000 bonus is what the rumors are.
That's amazing.
Like it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone knows that Eras Tour was like the biggest thing ever. But for Taylor to do, I mean, she did not have to do this. So this was like very, very generous. You can see in like the clips of her doing it, like she seals them herself. She truly does write them. So I think that is very, very sweet for her to take her time out of her clearly busy like day and schedule to do that for the workers.
I've dabbled into the docuseries a little bit because there's like a lot to it. But one of the things that I think is coming out of this is just the true definition of leadership that Taylor represents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The speeches that she gives like leaves you with like chills. Like as a creator, you're like, I want to create. And one of the reasons she did the bonus thing is a lot of people saying is she showed that the crew is invested in what the product is. It's not just Taylor. And so if they're invested, you're going to get the best of the mm-hmm. best working as hard as they possibly can and then share her passion. And that's why the Eras Tour is so great. And then because she benefited from it, she wants them to benefit as well. It's like the true definition of leadership. Yep. It's pretty awesome.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Brett Mega Show, Mega Mind question of the day. 14% of bosses have done this when an employee calls in sick. What does a boss do?
I would do this if I was a boss and someone called in sick. I'd check their location.
Check their location.
Ooh.
All right, Kevin?
I think it's similar. They check their socials.
Check their social media. Like, what are they posted?
I'm going to say they make them come in anyway.
Make them come in anyway. Good answers. No one got it correct. It's more extreme. 14% of bosses have done this when an employee calls in sick, and it's more extreme. 855-444-MEGA. You want to text in your guesses. 855-444-6342 to text in your guesses. Answers coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, see if we can figure out how creepy these and freaky these bosses are. 14% of bosses have done this when an employee calls in sick. I said it's more extreme than like checking location.
We got some wild guesses.
Okay.
Augie texted in and said asking for a note from their doctor.
Like that's intense.
Like you're in elementary school.
I feel like it's more intense than that.
We got another text that says checks through, like your cell phone. Like they'll get to work and they'll check your phone.
I think more intense than that.
Hattie says show up at their house.
Yep.
No way.
14% of bosses have done this when an employee calls in sick, shows up at their house to see if they're actually sick.
That has to be crazy. Against some HR.
Yeah. Definitely got to be against some kind of rule. Some of these Christmas movies are wild, man. It's the Brett Maga Show. We're going to play a game, real or fake Christmas movie. I will give you a headline and a brief description of the movie. And you tell me, is this a real movie that you can find on like Hallmark, Netflix? Because they have the craziest Christmas movies, man. I don't even know how they get like production to pay for these things. So you tell me, real or fake? Santa's sleigh. Santa is actually a demon who lost a bet. Santa's a murderous demon forced to be jolly for 1,000 years after losing a curling match with an angel. So that is how Santa became to existence.
He lost. Okay. I think that is real because who would fake a curling match?
I'm saying real.
I think it's real too.
It's a real movie, guys.
That's insane.
Santa's Sleigh is actually a movie where how he actually became Santa Claus is a demon who lost the bet in a curling match and then had to be jolly. He doesn't want to be jolly, but he's been forced to. Mm. The Nuttiest Nutcracker. A sexy vegetable romance. A carrot seduces a tomato.
Real or fake? I'm going to say yes. I think it's going to be a spinoff of that like hot dog movie where they're in a grocery store.
Oh, Sausage Party?
Yes.
Sausage Party?
Yes.
This is a different kind of Sausage Party.
I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's real either.
Real movie, guys.
No!
Nuttiest Nutcracker, where you get like a sex scene between a carrot and a tomato.
Nice.
How about Santa's Naughty List? A woman starts an OnlyFans page to save her small town from being taken over by the big bag bankers coming in.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Kevin, what?
I mean, that sounds like a great premise, but I don't believe that's a film.
I don't think it's real either, because I don't think OnlyFans has made its way to the
right,
movie
mainstream
scene yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's real.
It is fake. Although, that is basically the premise of, like, The Married Gentleman with Chad Michael Murray, who's
literally
a stripper.
I mean, OnlyFans is not in there.
Yeah, it's basically the same premise. It's not crazy for Santa's Naughty List to exist.
I'm 3 for 3.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think Kevin's 3 for 3,
no,
too.
No, I'm
probably not.
I lost the vegetable and the tomato.
All right. How about Snow Globe? A woman gets trapped into a snow globe. It's a magical snow globe where everyone is too happy and she's torn between two worlds.
Too cliche, fake.
I believe that's a real film.
That's got to be real.
It is real. Hannah's first miss.
No, I jinxed myself.
Last one. Elf bowling. Santa and his brother get into a fight with some bowling balls. Santa and his brother.
I hope that's fake.
Fake. Kevin.
My kids used to play a game called Elf Bowling, so I'm wondering if it was based on the movie or the movie came after that. I'm going to say it's real.
I'm saying fake.
Real movie, guys. Yes!
Kevin!
Santa and his brother get into an a bar fight at the bowling alley.
All right.
With some elves that were bowling.
What the heck?
Those were real Christmas movie, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.